to see you this morning. I appreciate you being here. Thank God that the frost didn't keep you away. I asked my wife this morning, I said, is that a snow or a frost? And that's the biggest thing I nearly ever seen. That was a big one. And she's old enough to know which one, so she told me it was a frost. You pray this morning for Jeanette Graybeal, Bertie K. Wood, and Parks Noble, Bolden Thurman, and Geneva Wilson's sister, Dennis Fitzgerald's having tests, and Sander Honeycutt's brother's in the hospital. So all these need your prayer, and of course a lot of other folks that I don't know about. Did I mention Sister K. Wood? Did you put that on there? Anyway, she's pretty. Well, I mean, I don't know. I seen her daughter yesterday. She's 96 years old, but great God, she's in better shape than most of us, but she's got bronchitis, so you pray for her. She called me the other night and said, I've called up her about 3 or 4 times, and they never did give you the message. So I said, well, I'm hard to catch. Maybe they forgot it. But anyhow, you pray for her. I appreciate her. She's a good one. I got a card here. It says, Dear Brookside and family, I hope you all have a wonderful Christmas. And a special thanks to all that have been so faithful. And to support the support of our family and the work. Love in Christ, Dave, Dara, Shayla, and Grayson. That's, of course, you know who it is, I guess, most of it. I got another here that said, Preacher Potter and Brookside Baptist friends, we just want you to know that we love you all and are thinking of you during the holidays. God has been so good to us this past year. We appreciate each one of you who give us and who give to us and pray for us. We love you all. Love the Lefevers. So missionaries to Romania, Zach Verity and Katie and Paula. I got another one here. I would like to thank you, each and every one, for of you that made my birthday so special. It was the best I ever had. Thank you all for the gifts, and you can keep a secret. Love y'all, Louise. That's my wife. She didn't think we could, but we did. I appreciate it, too. She said we could keep a secret. Okay. Ushers, come on. We'll receive the offerings. You give what you can today, and I'll appreciate it. I know Santa Claus has took a big dip out of most of the money everywhere, but I don't believe he has this one. God's been so good to us. God has really been great this last few days, and just things are happening for the mission work, and I appreciate it. God's so good. We've got over 3,000 pair of shoes and about probably close 20,000 pair of socks, and don't know how we're going to get them over there. And they said 1,000 pairs about all they could handle up in Romania, so I guess we'll have to divide them up. We'll, God knows what to do. Just pray. God will show us, okay? Sam, pray for us.
Our Father is coming down in the precious, lovely name of the Lord Jesus, your only begotten Son. And our Father, we bow and come to you and thank you for this privilege, Lord, we have coming together to worship, adore the Lamb, the one that does love us and care about us. Lord God, and I pray this morning, our Father, for these who pressed, for the sick. Lord God, I'm glad you care and I'm glad you can touch them. Lord God, just help us to believe you this morning. Your grace is sufficient. And our Father, Lord God, you've not changed. We do it yesterday and today and forever. Amen. You're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all. We can even ask for faith this morning. Lord God, you're God. You're Christ. There's no other. You are reign this morning as King and authority. And our Father, do whatever you want to do today. And our Father, nations don't stop you. No one can stop you. And our Father, and I'm glad of that today. Lord God, and I pray this morning, if there's one here lost, this will be the day that they'll get saved. Lord, I pray to touch the service, touch the singing, touch the preaching, dear God. Our Father, Lord God, it's just good to be saved today. Lord, it's just good today to know that you do care about us, and you will help us, and you have helped us. Lord God, we thank you, Father, for all the blessings. Our Father, down through all these years, dear God, you've been good to us. You've watched after us, our Heavenly Father. Lord, it ain't been nothing we've done or said, but it's all through your marvelous love and mercy and grace. Lord, and I want to thank you for it today. Thank you for the church. Thank you, Lord God, that we're part of it today. We might be the least, but I'm glad we're part of the family this morning. What a family. Oh, God, I thank you, our Father. Lord God, it's a good family. It's a wonderful family to be in, the best family. Lord God, now let's move today and have your way with us. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
great and not holy.
Merciful Father, wonderful friend, the first and the last and beginning and end, keeper and savior, the soon coming king, the rock of all ages. all ages. He's greater by far. Physician and healer. I am that I am. So righteous and holy. He's all that I need. He's all that I need. Praise God. He's all that I need.
He's all that I need.
When troubles and trials come, His blood will I plead. Let Satan roar like a lion. Let him come in like a flood. I'm anchored in Jesus Christ, my Lord. He's all that I need.
He's all that I need.
Grace is my story all the way from earth to glory. Since by grace He lifted me from sin and woe. Living grace He has extended as on Him my heart's depending, and He'll give me grace I've not needed before.
Grace not yet discovered. Grace not yet uncovered. Grace from its bountiful store. Grace to cross the face forever, there'll be new grace I've not needed before.
There's been grace for every trial. There's been grace for every mile. There's been grace sufficient from His vast supply. My heart more tender, grace to love and pray for sinners, and He'll give new grace when it's my time to go.
Grace not yet discovered, grace not yet uncovered, grace from His bound. Store grace to cross the river, grace to face forever. There'll be new grace I've not needed before.
Amen. Amen. Okay, you boys get ready to come on and sing. Wake up. Hey, you need it. You're going to need it. You're going to need that grace that's not discovered yet. You're going to need that grace, brother, because, I mean, we're facing some dark days. And the only thing going to help you is the grace of God. I mean, it's going to take the grace to make it. I mean, some of you could get blowed over with a straw. I don't know whether it's too hot in here or you're just too cold. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're lukewarm. I don't know what it is. But I tell you right now, I hate to think that we're approaching Christmas. When Jesus came, He is full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Now, He is full when He's a baby. I don't know if He's born on December 25th or not, but whenever He's born, He is full of grace.
Amen.
And if you want to be like Him, you got to get full of grace.
Right.
Really? And full of truth. Now you can quit all these other things you want to, but it ain't going to help you a whole lot. You get full of grace and full of truth, man, you can just plow on through. Wasn't nothing stopped him. Wasn't a thing could stop Jesus. I mean, all of the things, that sleeping bunch of disciples didn't even bother him. I must not have much grace this morning. I think they bother me. Go on, brother.
John 4 tells of a beautiful city coming down from heaven on high, with streets of pure gold and walls of jasper, its pearly gates are open wide. And there beside a beautiful crystal river, God sits upon his throne. Someday when this life is all over, that city will be my home. Heaven,
bright city eternal,
waiting in the by and by. Heaven,
that wonderful homeland
where we never shall die. Heaven,
there to be with my loved ones
while the ages roll on. Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home? Here in this life of trouble and sorrow and burden so hard to bear, knowing not what may come tomorrow, tempted by Satan's snares, we must trust the Lord to ever guide us, helping us to stand the test. He will take us home with him to glory, where we'll have eternal rest. Heaven,
bright city eternal,
waiting in the by and by. Heaven,
that wonderful homeland
where we never shall die. Heaven,
there to be with my loved ones
while the ages roll on. Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home? When the angel of death comes calling for me and they lay me in the grave, friends, don't worry and weep for me, for I'm not there to stay. When the Savior comes in the clouds of glory and I hear the trumpet sound, with a glad shout I'll rise to meet him. The grave will never hold me down. Heaven,
bright city eternal,
waiting in the by and by. Heaven,
that wonderful homeland
where we never shall die. Heaven,
there to be with my loved ones
while the ages roll on. Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home? Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home? I've heard of a land far up in the sky. No one grows old and children don't die. Sickness won't come, no death over there. And I am told it's a city four square.
John saw that city
from heaven. He told about a river running clear,
running clear.
Don't know
where it is, but I need to go there. That beautiful city four square,
four square.
My Savior's a light in that happy land, and I am led by his guiding hand. When he returns on a cloud in the air, I'll sail away to that city four square.
John saw that city
coming down from heaven. He told about a river running clear,
running clear.
Don't know
where it is, but I need to go there. That beautiful city four square,
four square.
John saw that city
coming down from heaven.
He told about a river running clear,
running clear.
Don't know
where it is, but I need to go
Sweet Foursquare.
That's good, buddy. Yeah. Well, I told Ralph I thought I'd try to preach this morning. I hadn't in a long time. I don't want to forget how. Some fella asked me yesterday to come hold his spring revival. I don't even know if I'll be in the spring or not. But I got to thinking, I don't know if I could hold a revival or not. Been so long, I don't know if I could. I wouldn't know what. Really, yes, I could, but I did. Used to. Well, if you have your Bibles, turn with me in the second chapter of the book of Luke. You know, Christmas time's coming and everybody's getting ready. And if you get too hot, pull your coat off. Luke chapter 2. And I want to preach today, beginning in verse 8. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. And I want to talk about the first missionary journey. First missionary journey. I read this about a month ago, and God dealing with my heart about it. I want to read it to you. I never have preached it like this. But the Bible said there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. I like that. Amen. Well, that'll knock a whole bunch of folks in the head, won't it? Said it's going to be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. Now, I want to stop right there at verse 14. I want to talk to you about the angel. We're doing what the angel once did. I mean, these missionaries are having God, this is the day of their life. Here the fella comes down here, an angel come from a foreign country. I mean, he came into a foreign land. This angel was from heaven. And he came down here to bring a message. And he came down here to tell something that they'd never heard. Now, I read where it said good tidings, so I looked that up. And the good tiding is news, advice, or account that has taken place that was not known before. I mean, this fella told something that never had been told before, never had been known before, and isn't it wonderful that these fellas could go over there 2,000 years later and do what the angel did? I mean, just go over there and tell them that there's a Savior born. Well, they didn't never hear of it. Never heard of it. Pray, Lord, we ought to be glad this morning, and we ought to be shouting with the angels. I mean, the angels come down here and done shouting then, but I mean, God turned it over to us now. He turned the message over to us. He let us instead of the angel be preaching, and thank God he let us instead of the angels be shouting. Now they come down and showed us how. They come down here to tell us that this man Jesus is born a babe in the manger, and he's born for everybody. He's a Savior to all people. Now, man, that ought to knock a whole bunch of folks out of the saddle that believes that God just came for a few. He just died for a crowd, a little crowd, the elect or whoever. Now, this says for everybody. He came for everybody. Now, ain't that wonderful? It don't matter where you go, an Indian preacher, where you go over a Bulgarian preacher, or over in Romanian preacher, where you go over in Russian preacher, wherever you want to go preach, Germany, anywhere else, it's for all people. I mean, Jesus didn't come just to die for a little bunch of folks that are sort of on the list. I mean, just for your kin folks. Did you ever notice these Calvinists? They never get nobody saved except their kin folks. I've noticed that most everyone of them is in there is akin to them. because they got elected. Somehow or other, they got in. Well, the Bible said here, this fella came and told them, this angel said, he's for everybody.
Amen.
All people. Well, you say, God ain't called me, go tell him. Well, I don't know what God would have to do to you to get you to do anything. I mean, Lord God, I mean, do you have to go? I mean, does God have to come down and knock you in the head and say, wake up? There's a message to be told. It never has been told before. Ain't it wonderful that somebody over yonder, I mean, there's 200 villages, they say, in Bulgaria that's never heard about Jesus. They want us to come and tell about this man, Jesus. Oh, I'm glad. Ain't you glad the angel ain't down there? Ain't you glad that Ralph and Ricky and these fellas went over there?
Amen.
Instead of angels? Ain't you glad God sent us? I mean, let God let us help somebody through this church go over instead of God sending angels. He could have sent them. They wouldn't have had to have no support. They wouldn't have had to have a car. They can disappear here and then there and somewhere else. But God fixed it so we could go. God fixed it so Ralph and Ricky and all them other fellas that's over there and these boys that's getting ready to go, whoever it is. Whoever man there is. Oh, I mean, ain't God good? And when it came, did you know who it came to? The lowest crowd, they say. The shepherds is about the lowest crowd in the bunch. Ain't that where Ralph keeps telling us? That's where we went to. We went to the people that everybody else had thrown out. Nobody else want them. The Turks and Gypsies. Nobody wants them. But ain't God good.
Amen.
Hey, listen. And they say, well, them poor old Turks over there, they ain't got no shoes. They got summer coming.
Amen.
And I like what Ralph keeps saying. He says that they're going to show that whole crowd over there that God loves everybody. Boy, I want to tell you, one of these days, when they get them shoes on, you know, when the Songs of Solomon said, how beautiful are thy feet with shoes.
Amen.
I mean, when they're going to strut around there, them good shoes we God has given this church, how to wrap up and send over there. Ain't it going to be wonderful when they walk down through there and them Bulgarians and the rest of that crowd say, where'd you get them good shoes? God sent them to me. You mean God's in that kind of business? Sure he is. God's in every kind of business you let him in. God will do it, and I'm glad God will do it. And I mean, oh, it's amazing to me. We wrote to all these shoe factories. We didn't write to the one that gave us the most shoes. In fact, neither one of them gave us the shoes we wrote to. I don't know where they got that letter. Ain't that good? We didn't even have their address. We didn't write them. We wrote to the rest of them, and some of the letters come back and didn't know where they was at. But the one that gave us 2,586 pair of shoes, one place. I never have found out how they got our name. Ain't that good?
Amen.
Well, I ain't asked the fella either. I ain't going to ask him. I just sort of think, God, you must have done something. Because I've been waiting on the rest of them dudes to call me. They ain't called me yet. Now, I was up about all night last night wondering, why don't they call? Well, they'll call in time if God wants them to call. I asked for 10,000. Maybe that's more than we could do anything with. So they said, now, we can't handle but 1,000 over here in Romania. Well, thank God. He always overdoes it.
Amen.
Have you ever seen God ever underdo it? He does more than you expect him to do. Well, I'm still expecting 10,000 pair. I told God the other day, I said, I want 10,000 pair of shoes because I just want the devil to know you can do what I believe you can do. I want the devil to know you can do what I ask you to do. I want God, the devil to know when I write something down that you'll back it up. Thank God I believe that God is able to do it. Oh, I'm so glad he sent one day an angel. And he said, I've got some good tidings. He never brought no bad stuff. It's good news. Good tidings. Never had been preached before. Never had been known before. And he's the first man ever brought it. But he said it's good. Man, ain't it good the first time you ever heard about Jesus?
Amen.
Wasn't it good the first time somebody ever told you about Jesus? Wasn't it wonderful when you first time you ever heard him and he got in your heart?
Amen.
Wasn't it wonderful when Jesus came into your heart that day and saved your soul from hell and redeemed you from hell and made a new creature out of you? Oh, wasn't it good? 59 years and I'm still rejoicing in it.
Amen.
Just like it's yesterday. But that angel came, the first thing he said, fear not. Boy, when God gets around, there is some fear. Now, I mean, them Turks over there, they say they're a bit scared when they get over there. They ain't never seen nothing like this. They ain't never heard. I mean, one village is afraid. They don't know what to do. But when the other village accepts it, Ralph was telling us a while ago, then, boy, it breaks out and gets up in the other. Ain't it good? Boy, when the Lord come up there in that new ground where I was at, I was scared to death. Oh, God, if God ever gets around, fear will come on you. I seen here this morning, I looked at people sitting here, they're talking about different things, didn't have a bit more idea that God might come through here than a goose. I mean, they're talking about things that weren't pertaining to God.
Amen.
All once, if you could just find out, what if you'd never heard about it? What if you'd sit here like some folks are and they still hadn't heard about him? Said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. There's people in this church still haven't heard about Jesus, and I've been preaching him for 43 years right here. They still ain't heard it. They can't hear it for some reason. Wasn't it good the day you heard it?
Amen.
Boy, I tell you right now, it must be a blessing over there. First time some of them hear it. And boy, they just get all stirred up and man, I mean, go wild. Now, I watched that tape last night. Lord God, they're shouting it out. They ain't sitting there asleep. Boy, they're crowded up. They're crowded up, but they're shouting it out. Man, I mean, preacher was a preaching. Old Matt was a preaching. Boy, he was going at it. He looked like he's in a hornet's nest. And they're just hollering and a shouting and praising God. And I thought, Lord, have mercy. I wish it happened over here. God may be leaving this country. You better wake up.
Amen.
You better be waking up, honey. Your children may go to hell because we're too satisfied with this bunch of stuff. And we got too much. And we're too rich. And we're increased with goods. God came to the shepherd boys. All they had is a little flock of sheep out there in the nighttime watching over their sheep, looking after their sheep. Thank God he didn't send them to the palace. He sent him to the low crowd. First, oh, listen. That missionary came down that day. I don't know what his name was, but he's an angel. But didn't he have a message? It said, and the angel said unto them, fear not. Fear not. Took the fear away from them. For behold, I bring you good tidings. I've got some stuff here to tell you that you've never heard. Nobody's ever told you before. Nobody's ever brought this message to you. Nobody's ever mentioned him to you. But I want to tell you about somebody, and his name is Jesus. And this day he's born. Lord God, he's just as big then as he is now. He was king then, he's king now. He is Lord then, he's Lord now. He is Jesus then, he still is. He is a Savior then, he still is. When he was born, he just big as he is now. And yes, I'm not talking about a statue, but I'm talking about being a Savior. He was just as qualified to save him then as he was 33 and a half years later. But he didn't have to get qualified to save him. He come to save. He come as a Savior. And that's what that angel said. Boy, ain't that wonderful. Just go over there and tell them poor old gypsies and Turks. You don't have to tell them, bless God, you ought to live right. Let's go tell them what's happened. Go tell them a Savior's born. Go tell them somebody come to save them. Go tell them you don't have to go to hell. Let's go tell them, listen, he'll take care of you. Oh, Lord God, what a Savior. And I mean, you don't have to even tell them. You don't have to tell them all of it. Just tell them part of it. The angel didn't tell all of it. Oh, God, if he had, I believe it'd blow the shepherds apart. When I got saved, all I knew that Jesus saved. All I knew that I was born again. I got saved, and I got the family of God. I didn't know God could do all this good stuff he's doing now. I didn't know that God would someday open the door and let us be able to send clothes and shoes. And I was preaching on the radio the other day, and some fella heard me. And he listened to me. And he said, I heard on the radio about those fellas having to ride a colt, having to ride a donkey to preach. He said, I want to buy a car. Got the check yesterday. $2,500 to buy a car from Bulgaria. Ain't God good? I mean, Lord God, if he'd have told me that when I got saved that day, I'd like to tore the place up. Anyhow, but if I'd have found all that out, I'd have been, oh, listen, there wouldn't have been no Brook, there wouldn't have been no Elk River Baptist Church. I'd have kicked the walls out. I mean, that thing wasn't too stout anyway. But Lord, have mercy. You say, but preacher, that ain't exciting. You ought to see what God is doing. It is exciting. It's exciting to know we got a Savior. It's exciting to know we got somebody to never leave us. It's exciting to know we got somebody that cares for us. Whether we love him or not, he still loves us. And shall supply all of our needs. And if you'd have told me last year, if you'd have told me last year that in a month we'd have got 3,000 pair of shoes, 20,000 pair of socks, and a brand new car, and $4,000 to send that stuff over there in a month, I said, ah, now that's done happened. Now I'm expecting big stuff. See, God does that in 1 month. What could he do in 12? I mean, 12 times that? Can you imagine? You said, well, he won't do it. Not on your faith he won't. But he will on somebody's. Some of these little youngins may be doing more than you think they are. Some of these little youngins may be praying tonight. I told David the other night, here a while back, I said, I want you to pray. God will send some shoes. I said, them youngins is naked. And he said, I tried to get him to watch the tape with me yesterday, the video. He said, I want to see them naked people. One that I've been praying for. He wasn't interested. He wasn't interested in them preachers and all them fancy dudes. He wanted to see them folks that really was down and out. He said, I want to see them. They ain't got no clothes. I said, son, these is coming to church. Them ain't got no clothes. It's out there in the village. They can't come to church. Man, he just went on. He didn't want to see that. He wanted to see what he'd been. He wanted to see his prayer answered, I guess. And there's a lot of little youngins. I mean, I got a sack full of shoes down there. John Gooch brought them over here, and they're tearing me up. John went to a place and preached, and they brought their shoes, the little youngins. Pulled her shoes off from church and brought her shoes up there. He got a whole big bag full of shoes down there. I don't know where to send them. They got mud on them. They need to be cleaned up. They just come in, them youngins come to church and walk through the mud, pull her shoes off. John said, I had to make them stop because it's tearing me apart. See, them youngins do that. He didn't mind seeing them big boys do it, but when the youngins start doing it, that's a little different story. And then some woman... Ain't this wonderful? Boy, I like this good stuff that's happening. I mean, some woman in a daycare center was telling her little children that she had heard about this over in North Carolina. And she said, she told the little children, I mean, you know, the children over there don't have no shoes, don't have no coats, don't have... And here them youngins come next day with a whole bag of shoes. I mean, each one of them had a little bag of shoes and some socks. And some clothes to the daycare center. Lord God, they're getting me by. I mean, don't you wonder? I mean, here's a bunch of shepherds out there that got the message, and after a while, it's got over here. I mean, 2,000 years later, I mean, big shots can get saved. Bless God, the little shepherd boy brought it in, and the big shots got to see it. Well, that must be something. Them shepherds have seen something. They've heard something. You know what? It's a heavenly host of angels. I used to wonder who they were, but I read just a while ago what it said. I didn't read it, but it said in verse 15, came to pass, the angels were gone away. That heavenly host was angels. You know what they're doing? They weren't sitting around dozing. Because it's cool out there, I guess. But they're shouting it out. You believe it? Amen. Bible said they're praising God. Bible said, all of a sudden, after this angel come down and told where you'd find him, what he was and who he was, and he's here to save the world. I mean, he come down here for that purpose, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. Amen. Jesus had to come, this outfit done been dead, the whole outfit. We'd have done killed everybody. Son, there wouldn't have been no peace, goodwill, or no love, or no God, or nothing else. You know the reason you've got a little love this morning? God give it to you. You know the reason you've got peace in your heart? God give it to you. You know the reason you're living in America today? God let you live here. You know why I let you live here? To tell the story. He wants you to go out yonder to another country and tell where it's never been heard. Lord God, quit worrying about this outfit here that rejects it every Sunday and every Sunday night and every Sunday morning, every Wednesday and Thursday night. And I mean, you'll have a little revival. And I mean, you just have to pull them and drag them to get them in. Let's go somewhere where they ain't never heard it. Let's tell somebody that ain't never heard it. Let's take the good tidings to somebody that's never heard it. Let's go like the angel did to a foreign country. Amen. Tell them what good things God's done. Because you got to learn first before you leave, you know. That angel been to heaven ever since the beginning around God. See, you don't have to go. You don't go over there till you hang around God for a while. You know, you should go and you hang around God. Not me, God, I'm talking about. I said, well, they need to come hang around you. They don't need to hang around me. They need to hang around God over here, around here somewhere. They don't. You know, that angel never told them one thing about what they had to do. He said, he's born unto you this day. I mean, he told them old shepherd boys. I mean, they're poor folks. Said, you got a Savior. I don't care what you get for Christmas. You ain't going to get nothing like this. I don't care if they give you everything that they could pile in your name. You'll never get nothing as great as this man Jesus. Son, if you got Cadillacs and Rolls Royces and everything, all kinds of horses and the rest of it, if you got gold horses, you'd never get enough. I mean, you wouldn't even touch the hem of the garment. This is it. And we sit around here and think, well, I don't think I'm going to get anything. You got more than you ever expected. Rejoice in him. Amen. Quit rejoicing in what you're going to get. I mean, I'm not against Christmas. I'm just tired of, I won't go to the store. I wouldn't mess with that outfit. Amen. I give my folks money if I can get it. And they can buy whatever they want to. If they think I'm going to the store and buy them something, they just have to forget it. I wouldn't walk two steps to buy them anything. Well, I got to, me and William went to the store the other day. I tried to hunt me a sweater. I'd rather freeze than have to be in that mess. I mean, every time you pick up something, somebody grabs it out of your hand. I mean, get away from here. Thank God for mail order catalogs. You know, if it don't fit, you still got it. But listen, the angel come, and he said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Hey, are you listening to this? Good tidings. Good news. And he said, it's great joy. Well, if you believed in hell, you'd think it is joy.
That's right.
I mean, if you really believe there's a hell, I believe you'd say, man, this is wonderful. About 90% of the crowd you preach to every Sunday don't even believe in hell. But old Charles Lewis told me the other day what James Stewart said to a crowd, and I said it the other night to a crowd over in North Carolina, having an all-night prayer meeting at the Blue Ridge Camp Meeting. And old James Stewart stopped him about 12 o'clock and said, boys, I was over yonder, some of my folks got killed, my face froze, a whole lot of things happened to me. But he said, later on they caught me and put me in, they put him in prison. Over there the communists did. But one fella said, you don't believe in hell. You don't really believe in hell. If you did, you'd be crawling on your knees from door to door telling everybody there's a hell.
Yes.
I don't know why he told me that, but he must have told it for me. But I ain't slept since he told me. Man, I want to get it over. I want to get it over there. I want to get the message out to them. Now, these people over here, they're not shepherds, you see. I mean, they got all kinds of good stuff, big stuff, better than most of the world's got today. Man, I was listening to Britt this morning when he was talking about my church up there where I came from, and it sounded just about like over there in them villages. We used to have good meetings. They come to church to have meetings. They didn't come to church to talk about their farming and their factories and their dresses. Them old people come to church to worship God. They sung all the way to church. Most of them sang 2 or 3 miles. People would gather in and they'd keep singing. They'd sing all the way to church. Time they got to the meeting house, buddy, they was ready to have church. They'd hug each other out in the yard and shout and praise God. When you got in the church, something about one verse of one song, some old woman threw her bonnet up there and squeal, and boy, hit us on. They didn't worry about nothing. They didn't worry about who was looking, who was watching, how many youngins was crying, or whatever was happening. They didn't care nothing about that. They was enjoying God. But man, here we sit this morning with all that God has allowed us to have, with the benefits of this world and with all this stuff. And oh, somebody said the other day, boy, there's a lot of poor folks in this country. I know there is. I know there is. I've got folks out in Kentucky. I'm trying to get them to get their clothes. A poor old preacher called me the other day, said they won't nobody help me. Nobody won't help me. Me and my wife, and I got out of the hospital this morning at 4:30 in my heart, and I'm still having to give these clothes out. Nobody won't help me. You know what's wrong with this country? We got welfare. They don't have any over yonder. We got Social Security. They don't have any over yonder. We got Medicare. They don't have it over yonder. We got TennCare. They don't have it over yonder. And brother, we got a whole world full of people too sorry to live. I mean, they won't even help the poor old preacher give out the stuff that we give to him. He has to drive over here and get it, him and his wife give it out. That upset me to no end. My God, listen, folks. I mean, we got more than we deserve and more than we ought to have and too much to handle and too much to take care of, and we'll never be able to do much for God because we're all too busy.
Amen.
Taking care of our junk. Junk. Amen. And for God's sake, don't send it over. And I hope that all that God will send them will just be enough to get them through the winter and enough to eat, keep them from starving. I don't want him to overload them. I don't want him to send too many cars, get too many of them too lazy to walk. I just pray that he'll just send enough, just barely enough, to keep the thing going. You know what? We're in bad shape in America. Them angels come down and start praise God, glory to God in the highest. Because you've heard it so much, you ain't going to praise God. You've heard it as long as you've been living nearly. You ain't going to shout over it. It's old to you, isn't it? It's old to me. It's old to all of us. This story about the birth of Jesus. But all we're interested in is Christmas. Somebody said Jesus is born in September. I hope to God he was. We get to heaven and then cities conceived the 25th of December, born in September. Now, I don't know. That's just what somebody wrote and I read it somewhere one time. But won't that be something when we get to heaven and we've done missed it? 9 months. we've been celebrating the wrong day all the time. Because somebody screwed us up way back here and got us to doing it. I think you can do it any day. Unto you is born this day. Every time you preach it, it's this day. It's a brand new day to them. They've never heard of it before. Let's stand our feet.
Hold all of that that we don't need from us and keep us, Lord, and send people.